Amen. And there's nothing dead about God. Just call it that, Brother Billy. Nothing dead about God. Amen. He's alive. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, my God, thou art very great. Let's say that together. Thou art very great. Say it again. Thou art very great. Everybody, please, it say amen. Amen. Thou art clothed with honor and majesty. Amen. You talk about class. Hey, that's class, folks. Ooh, that's first class. Amen. Honor and majesty. Well, 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 well. Amen. I mean, Princess Diana got killed in a car wreck, and the whole world took off their hat and stood in reverence to this poor girl. Amen. They identified with her because she was like them and one of them. Uh-huh. Not so with God. Man, take off your hat to God. Hey, bow in reverence to God, who covereth thyself with light as with a garment. Yes. Amen. That's what you would see. If you could see God today, you wouldn't be able to see Him for the light. It would blind your eyes. That's the effect it had on Paul on the Damascus Road. It scaled over his eyes when he saw Jesus, the glorified Lord. He had been clothed with the glory he had with the Father before the world was. And now Paul saw him shining through at noonday, brighter than the noonday sun. Amen. You don't want to look at the sun with your eyeballs very long. You'll go blind. Amen. I tried to see the eclipse of the sun. I made a little tiny hole in my finger here, and I looked at the sun. I thought I could do that. And I've had a little blind spot in my eye ever since, trying to see the eclipse through that little tiny pinhole that I made. Amen. You don't want to look at the sun with your eyeballs. Can't stand it very long at a time. He clothes himself with light. Amen. And it's like a garment. Who stretcheth out the heavens like a curtain. And that's just exactly what the heavens is. We got a 50-mile buffer zone out there, filled with air, water, hydrogen, oxygen, carbon dioxide, amen, and mostly oxygen and water vapor. And that is what keeps the sun from scorching the earth. So we're protected by a 50-mile canopy. In that 50-mile canopy is so much water that if all the water fell out of the sky, the earth would have another universal flood. Amen. There's that much water up there in the sky. And the Lord, He stretched out the heavens like a curtain. And that's how He protects the earth from the full rays of the sun. Amen. It's what keeps it from being scorched. Who layeth the beams of his chambers in the waters, who maketh the clouds his chariot, who walketh upon the wings of the wind. Who does? God does. Amen. Now this is poetic language, true, but boy, it is oh so literal. Poetic but literal, praise God. Who maketh his angels spirits and his ministers a flame of fire. There ain't nothing dead about God. Amen. Woo-wee. He maketh his angels, his servants, one footnote says, his servants, spirits, and his ministers a flame of fire. Those that serve him and minister to him, he wants them to be on fire. Nothing dead about God. Hey, he wants his ministers to be a flame of fire. Amen. I believe it was John Wesley said, catch on fire and the world will come to watch you burn. Amen. Billy Bray was so full of fire and joy and shouted and praised God. Amen. He shouted at his wife's funeral. He said, put me in a barrel. He said, I'll shout glory through the bunghole. Amen. Cut off my legs and I'll heave up the stumps, he said. Amen. He was determined to shout. He was such a happy man, this Christian from Cornwall, England, that the Queen called Billy Bray, amen, for an audience. Billy Bray was a happy man. He recognized God in everything. And if we recognize God in everything, we'll be happy too. One day Billy Bray was digging his taters and they was kind of small. I know it's potatoes, but country folks like taters. Amen. So sometimes I say taters. If I get in a little more high class church, I'll say potatoes. Amen. But Billy Bray was digging his taters and his kindly smile, and the devil jumped on his shoulder and said, if God loved you, you'd have had bigger potatoes. And he said, shut up, devil. When I served you, I didn't have no taters at all. Amen. Aren't you glad you know the Lord that's able to feed you? To take care of you. He maketh his angel spirits and his ministers a flame of fire. Hallelujah. John Wesley tried and tried and tried to be a preacher. Amen. He went to Georgia and, amen, I guess, fell in love with a lady down there. And she wound up marrying somebody else. Amen. Then because he knew that she loved him and that she had feigned love for this other man, this governor of sorts, this ne'er-do-well, amen, and he saw the hypocrisy in her, he refused her communion. Amen. Oh, and then that brought a suit against him, charges against him, and finally, amen, he barely escaped with his hide. From Georgia, trying to be a missionary, trying to go among the Indians, trying to serve God, trying to be a preacher of the Church of England, trying to do something for God. Amen. Wound up back in England, and you notice this Moravian preacher on the boat, amen, wasn't scared in the storm. Something different about him. He went to a Moravian prayer meeting. Amen. And there his heart was strangely warmed. Oh, hallelujah. I felt that fire yesterday as I was praying for Sister Janet Kilburn over there in South Lebanon. Man, I felt that fire way down here as I prayed for her. Amen. Invoke the healing power of God. Amen. I felt that about every time I prayed for her. In fact, she's in the hands of God. We're in the hands of God. Hallelujah. Amen. He maketh his ministers a flame of fire. And John Wesley came away from that Moravian prayer meeting with his heart, he said, strangely warmed. And with that fire, he set fire to England. A religious fire. With that fire, amen, it leaped the ocean onto this continent. And he blessed this continent, this part of the globe, with that fire. John Wesley caught on fire, and he was never the same again. They told about a preacher over in Virginia that was so dry, they called him the old dry stick. And one day he got tired of it. He got tired of not being anointed. He got tired of being called the old dry stick. And he set himself to seek the face of God. Amen. Woo. And he got a hold of God. Next time he preached like a flame of fire. Amen. Everybody went away from that service and said, the old dye stick caught on fire. The old dye stick has caught on fire. Hey, amen. He maketh his ministers a flaming fire. Amen. Well, amen. We don't want to be all fire, and we don't want to be all words either. We want to have a good balance, don't we? Amen. And so the difference between fanaticism and spiritual death is to have balance. Praise God. He maketh his angels spirits. Hey, when he calls his servants to do something, you don't expect them to say, well, if it comes handy, I'll do it. He expects them to be already on the way before he gets done talking. Amen. His ministers a flame of fire. His servants, those that serve him, a flame of fire. Amen. Man, no dragging around if you're going to be a minister of God, a servant of the Lord. Amen. I mean, you're going to hit the road running before he even gets done telling you what he wants. Praise God, you'll be on the way. Hey, glory to God. His servants, a flame of fire. Amen. Todd was one of the best helps I ever had as a youth pastor. I mean, Todd, he almost read my mind. Amen. He knew what I wanted before I asked him. Amen. And when I asked him to do something, he's already on the way to do it. Amen. And he'd do that and a whole much more stuff. He'd take care of a lot of stuff because he knew what I wanted and he was already on the way to get it done. That's what God wants us to do. He wants us to be up and at him and on the job for the glory of God. When God gives orders, he expects us to say, yes, sir, while we're on the way to do it. When God says to do so and so, he expects an answer in the affirmative. Amen. And sometimes he don't want us to even mess around long enough to salute. Amen. Jesus told his disciples to go out and don't salute anybody in the way. I mean, that kind of got involved anyway, you know. It's kind of like the Russians, Brother Burkett told about. He said if they liked you real good, they kissed you on one cheek. If they really liked you, they kissed you on both cheeks, and if they really loved you, they kissed you on both cheeks and one right in the middle. Amen. And so there's a lot of kissing went on, you know, when they saluted somebody. And Jesus said, don't salute nobody in the way. Amen. Takes too much time. Get on the road. Praise God. Hey, amen. God wants us to be a flame of fire for the glory of God. Praise God. Who laid the foundations of the earth that it should not be removed forever. This is just one scripture in the Bible that tells us that this old globe's never going out of business. Amen. It was in business before Genesis 1 and 2. Amen. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. I don't know how many million, billion years it went on before Genesis 1 and 2. Hey, but he made it to last. Oh, I know he's going to burn it over with fire, but fire don't destroy nothing. It just transforms it from one thing to another. Amen. And after the conflagration is over, amen, he's going to repeople the face of the earth. Amen. And this old globe never has gone out of business and never will go out of business. And this is just one scripture that proves it. This old globe will be here as long as God is. Amen. He identifies with it. Praise God. He identifies with it himself. How many scriptures that prove that? Amen. The earth didn't start 6,000 years ago. The creation we know about did. Amen. Oh, Lucifer ruled over a creation for eons of time. Amen. Before that. And when Lucifer rebelled against God, God turned his kingdom upside down. And we're still sucking the remnants of that kingdom out of the earth and burning it for fuel in the wintertime. Amen. We're still digging the remnants of that kingdom out of the hills and the mountains. Amen. And heating our houses with it and running our factories with it and our dynamos for electricity with it. Amen. Man, that creation was something else. It had such a volume of animal life that oil has never been depleted yet. such a volume of plant life that that coal has never been depleted. They've got enough, they say, in the mountains of Kentucky and Virginia the last 500 years. Amen. Never has been depleted yet. Amen. Oh, yeah. I know the environmentalists say we're running out of things. Don't worry about it. The God that made the earth is able to take care of everything just in time. Amen. He made this world to be inhabited, and he made it that it should not be removed forever. Amen. The sun's going to be in business forever. The moon's going to be in business forever. Oh, it may bow its head and cry and turn to blood as far as we can see from here. Amen. And darkness may cover the earth and gross darkness of people. When the darkness sweeps away, the sun will still be there. The moon will still be there. Amen. God made it to last. Praise God. Many scriptures that prove that. I'll hurry on. Thou coverest it with the deep as with a garment, and water stood above the mountains. At thy rebuke, they fled. Amen. They hasted away. God did that. That was part of the Genesis 1 and 2 creation. He divided the waters from the earth and the land just with the rebuke of his mouth. He did that. Amen. And recreated the earth and told man to replenish. That re means to do it again. That means it was one time plenished and you got to replenish it. Praise God. Amen. And so you say, well, why didn't God tell us more about the pre-Adamite world? Well, we got a Bible that is 66 books long. Amen. 36,000 chapters or verses long, and people will hardly read it. And if he wrote a Bible to take in that world, we sure enough wouldn't read it. If he wrote a Bible so big it took an 18-wheeler to carry it, it'd be hard to get folks to read it, wouldn't it? Amen. But he gave us one small enough that we can carry it under our arm, folks still won't read it. Praise God. This is the story of our day, Adam's race, this creation, praise God. At thy rebuke they fled. At the voice of thy thunder they hasted away. They go up to the mountains. They go down by the valleys into the place that thou hast founded for them. Amen. What? The waters? He put them right where they belong. And no matter what you do, amen, pour out water on the highest mountain and it'll seek its level. It'll run down until it finds its place. Amen. Thou set a bound that they may not pass over. Why don't the sea go over the land? Why don't when that wave comes it just keep going? Because God set the boundary for it. Go thus far and no farther. Amen. He laid out a line, called it a beach. This is where you stop, he said. And the proud waves cease at the beach. Amen. Well, thou set the bound that they may not pass over, that they turn not again to cover the earth. Hey, he could have reversed it like he did in Noah's day. The water didn't all come from the heavens. The fountains of the deep were broken up. It come from above and it come from beneath, probably. Amen. Covered the mountains again. He sent the springs into the valleys which run among the hills. Ah, hallelujah. I was a little boy in the hills of Arkansas. I knew every snake trail, pig's trail, cow path, because I'd hunted the cows over those hills ever since I was 8 years old. I had to drive them home. We come home to the cotton fields one time, and Dad spent $150 for a Jersey cow. And then she had a little white-faced calf we called Old Whiteface, just natural. Then she had another calf Brennel calf, we called her Brennel. Old Brennel was the easiest milk cow. She came home with milk squirting out of her udder. She was that easy to milk. Amen. Some cows hard to milk. Not old Brennel. She was easy to milk. Amen. And I'd hunt those cows. We turned loose on it. We didn't own anything but an acre of land, but there was thousands of acres of open territory all around us. So with a barn and a garden fenced in that doubled as a corral in the wintertime, amen, we had cattle. We had hogs with nothing but an acre of ground and a hog pen and a hog trough. And a barn and a garden. We had cows and we had hogs. Amen. And I run those hills and hollers dreaming sometime or other of finding under some flat rock sometime or other a cask full of riches. Some hidden gold or silver. I didn't know it, Jim, but I was rich already. Oh, I was just a country boy. Silver had I none. But I had silver in the stars and gold in the morning sun. I didn't know how rich I was. We got water out of the spring. And I could take you to a half a dozen springs anywhere up old Big Creek. Amen. Or more than that even. Amen. And you know, we have nice things today. We have water running into our houses. But one bomb can cut our water off. And we won't have any water or no place to get any. Amen. But I want to tell you something. They couldn't drop a bomb big enough in the hills of Arkansas to cut the water off. We had springs. Oh, we may pump it out of God's earth and put it in a big tank high enough that when it flows down through all these pipes that we can pipe it into our house. Amen. But man with all his genius can't create one spring. Not a one. And I had a dozen of them in the hills of Arkansas. And I could get down on my hands and knees and drink cold, clear water. Amen. God did that. And you know what he did it for? He did it for me and for you. Praise God. He sent the springs into the valleys which run among the hills. I run among those hills and dream of having modern things. I never did have a bicycle. And so I daydreamed about a beautiful yellow swim bicycle, if possible. Of course, I'd have took any. But, boy, I like that tank, that streamlined tank on that bicycle. Oh, if I could have just had a yellow bicycle. Never did get one. I tell folks sometimes I still think I'll buy me one. Amen. Oh, it wouldn't be the same, though. It wouldn't be the same. Hey, but I had riches untold. I thought if I could just turn over, if I could just spelunk a little in some cave and find riches that somebody had buried in a cave. But I never did go very far back in most caves. I was little, but they got so little back there, I was afraid to crawl any farther. I was afraid of snakes and afraid of things that might be back there that I didn't want to encounter. Amen. So I didn't go very far back, Brother Croucher, to find very many riches. But I dreamed of finding untold riches and already had it and didn't know it. It was right under my feet. I had sunshine. I had fresh air. I had trees all around me. Amen. I had water aplenty flowing among the hills that I could drink. Oh, I had blackberries in the field that I could pick. Man, I had pear trees down the hill in an old abandoned farm place that I could get I could shake a persimmon tree in the fall and get that delectable treat for a country boy. Amen. A ripe persimmon. That's the way you tell if they're ripe. Just shake the tree. Don't shake it too hard. And the ones that falls off, that's the ones to eat. You'll be disappointed if you start picking them off the tree. Amen. You'll be like Mutt and Jeff. Mutt came home from the old country. They'll get it downstairs, Roger. Mutt came home from the old country visiting the old country, and they was up a persimmon tree picking persimmons. They wasn't ripe. Amen. And Mutt calls down to Jeff, said, Jeff, if you want to hear anything from the old country, you better hurry and ask me, because I'm a-closing up. Amen. One fella, he told how to make something that would, for baldness. He'd treat baldness with green persimmon. He said, the way you do it, he said, is beat those green persimmons up into a sauce, and then rub that sauce on top of your head on that bald spot. He said it won't grow hair, but it'll draw that down on the sides up in the middle. Amen. And don't eat those persimmons off the tree. You'll be disappointed with them. Amen. You need to shake the tree very gently. I had all those treats. About anywhere up and down those hills and hollers, I could have hickory nuts. To this day, hickory nuts is my favorite nut of all nuts. There's a distinct taste about a hickory nut. I know I said hickory nut, but we call them hickory nuts back home. Amen. Oh, I'd stomp those black walnuts until my heel turned black, clear to my ankle, and you couldn't wash it off. All you could do is cover it up with your socks. Amen. It took some time to get that walnut stain off your heels. Amen. But we had walnuts, and Mom could make a black walnut candy. Oh, man. Was it ever good? Nothing has ever come up with Mom's black walnut candy. Everywhere. Walnuts were everywhere. Hickory nuts were everywhere. Amen. We were rich and didn't know it. God did that. He giveth drink to every beast of the field, and the wild asses clench their thirst. By them shall the fowls of heaven have their habitation, which sing among the branches. He watereth the hills from his chamber, and the earth is satisfied with the fruit of thy works. He causeth the grass to grow for the cattle, and herb for the service of man, that he may bring forth food out of the earth, and wine he maketh glad, wine that maketh glad the heart of man, and oil to make his face to shine, and bread which strengtheneth man's heart. God did that. Hallelujah. The trees of the Lord are full of sap. Ain't nothing dead about God. His trees are full of sap. Amen. Trees of the Lord are full of sap. The cedars of Lebanon, which he hath planted. Amen. I was telling about cursing that tree, that neighbor's tree that grew so close, leaned over and shaded my corn. Way back on the back of his ground, it was forked and it looked like it's going to fall. And I told him I'd cut that tree down if he didn't mind. I'd cut it down for him, cut it up. He said, no, he said, I don't believe so. And well, he didn't need that tree. And I needed to get rid of it because it was shading my garden. And so the Bible said, if thou shalt say to this sycamine tree, be thou removed. And so I prayed against it. Amen. Went off to Richlands, Virginia to preach camp meeting and called my wife. She said, she'd give me a report. Said, we had a storm here. I said, do any damage? Well, I said, it struck that tree back there. I said, what tree? So that way back by the garden, I said, praise God, I put a curse on that tree. Amen. And the Lord
took care of it. Well, I told that, and Brother Wyatt, he didn't like it. He shamed me for that and told how valuable a tree was. And a good-sized tree will put 50 gallons of water a day into the air. Amen. Israel was arid, didn't have any rain for years and years and years. Ages they didn't have rain. The Turks denuded the land of all of its trees and burned up all of its trees. Amen. But when the Jews went back and started planting trees, millions and millions of trees, you know what? The rains came back. Because one tree puts a lot of moisture into the air. God made it that way. Amen. Valuable. Trees of the Lord are full of sap. So needless to say, I haven't prayed against any more trees lately. Of course, I haven't had any shade in my corn patch either. Amen. Too bad. The trees of the Lord are full of sap. And the cedars of Lebanon, which he hath planted. Who did? He did. Amen. He hath planted. Well, glory to God. You reap what you sow after a while. Amen. Now, men, they've learned to put trees back when they take them out. And so down in Arkansas, southern Arkansas, some of those lumber companies, they own so much timber in southern Arkansas that they can cut and replant and go around in a circle, cutting and replanting. And by the time they get all the way around, the trees are big enough again to cut. Amen. But God planted the first one. And we can take the seedlings and plant some more. Amen. We planted a cedar tree just above the house down there in Arkansas years and years ago. And that little old cedar tree was just covered with berries. We didn't know what they was. But those were seeds. Well, I'll tell you what, these cedar trees growing volunteer all over that hillside now from that one tree. You can't hardly mow the lawn for them because you hate to mow them down. There's not that much evergreen stuff in the hills. Amen. And, oh my, that tree has propagated. The birds carries them and everything. Trees everywhere. God, however, planted the first one. Amen. Only God can make a tree. And what a gift they are. They are such a gift that it has been said that everything that's healing today, that the body needs for healing, amen, comes from a tree. Amen. That southern yew tree that they've found out is good for treating certain kinds of cancer, it's a tree. They found the Indians chewing the bark of the white willow tree for pain, and they checked it out, and they separated the element there, the acid that they were getting. Amen. They synthesized it and called it aspirin. Amen. Aspirin came originally, folks, from a white willow tree. Everything that man can find. Amen. Did you know that Ezekiel said those trees, those millennial trees, would be for medicine? Amen. Yeah, did you know that those eternal trees in the city of God, in the New Jerusalem, the leaves would be for the healing of the nation? Amen. And God has put healing power, his healing sap, in trees and covered the mountains with them. Amen. We just got to discover them. Amen. And how mankind has been blessed with them. Amen. The birds make their nest there. As for the stork, the fir trees are her house. Amen. Oh my. The food it takes for God to feed the birds for one day. Someone said it would take four freight trains all the way across the United States of America to feed the birds in our country for one day. And God feeds them every day. Amen. How much water would it take to water the world, the animals? And nobody knows how much water it takes to water just our country alone. Amen. But God takes care of everything. Ain't nothing dead about God. Amen. The high hills are refuge for the wild goats, and the rocks for the conies. Amen. We know what wild goats is, but we may not know what conies is, but they're kind of like a rabbit. Amen. He made the rocks for the conies. He appointed the moon for seasons, and the sun knoweth his going down. Amen. Thou makest darkness, and it is night, wherein all the beasts of the forest do creep forth. Think they ain't any till after it gets dark. And here they come. Amen. They creep forth. The young lions roar after their prey and seek their meat. Notice this. Their meat from God. There is a balance to nature. Amen. Everything feeds on something else. And God provides that thing that they feed upon. Amen. Till you get right down to the bottom of the chain. The worms. Amen. Yes. The sun ariseth. They gather themselves together. And they lay them down in their dens. They hide from the sun. Go back to bed. Lay down in their dens. Man goeth forth unto his work, and his labor unto the evening. And Jesus said, let's work while it is day, for the night cometh when no man can work. Amen. Men don't usually do their work at night. They usually do it in the daytime. That is until modern time, until they learn how to harness the energy and turn on the lights. And they do an awful lot of night work now. But I don't know if they're any better for it. God made the night to rest in. God made the night to sleep in. He made the winter time to sleep in. We ordered some plants for... Sister Collins was real depressed when we moved to Middletown. There wasn't a flower, there wasn't a shade tree, or nothing there around that old block parsonage. And so we ordered some trees. And we went out and dug some up and planted some on our own. Amen. That big redbud tree out front of the parsonage out there, we planted that in 1967. Amen. And some of those other trees around the parsonage. But, well, we ordered some trees and some flowers to plant around the parsonage so it wouldn't be so depressing. And when we got them, we bought them on a bargain, one of those bargain deals, you know. And got them, they all looked dead. But they had a little sign and a piece of paper in there that said, we are asleep. Amen. We planted them and most of them woke up. Praise God. And that's God made the winter for things to sleep in too. If it wasn't for the winter time, we wouldn't have this beautiful grain and this oak that Brother Jim did such a good job of refinishing. Amen. But because you have the winter time, you got that dark grain. That's the strong part. That's the slow growth. Amen. And the spring and summer growth is that light part that grows fast. Amen. And so God knew how to enforce a tree where it wouldn't just break off in every wind. He reinforced it with that slow growth, that wintertime growth. Amen. And that fast growth in the spring and summer. Amen. And we cut it down and sawed it up into lumber, and we got that beautiful grain. That dark grain is where it slept from that fast growth in the wintertime. It didn't die. It kept growing a little. Amen. But it's a good toughening, reinforcing kind of growth. Praise God. Hey, the sun rises, they gather themselves together and in their dens, and man goeth forth to his work and to his labor until the evening. O Lord, how manifold are thy works! In wisdom hast thou made them all, and the earth is full of thy riches. The earth is full of thy riches.
Well, you're looking at me and say, preach, that ain't nothing new. I knew that all my life. Hey, we need to thank God. We need to thank God every meal. We need to thank God every day for those riches that God has so bountifully given to us. So is this great and wide sea wherein are things creeping innumerable, both small and great beasts. Amen. 3/4 of the earth covered with water. And some fellow said that means we're supposed to fish 3/4 of the time and work 1/4 of the time. Amen. Woo! Amen. Hey, he put them there to catch, and what a joy it is to catch them. And there go the ships. And there is that Leviathan whom thou hast made to play therein. What are you talking about? Alligator, shark, whale. Amen. Dragon, Leviathan. That's out of the ordinary. That's the big boys, amen, playing in the sea. These wait upon thee that thou mayest give them their meat in due season. Man, what a job God has to feed his creation.